Let's bow our heads in prayer. Gracious Father, we're just awaiting people, waiting for your rapture to consummate. And Lord, we're hopefully preparing day by day. And Lord, we love you with all our heart, mind, and soul. And Father, we just give you back your word as our sacrifice, because that's, you said, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. And out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. And then you said that basically you gave us the revelation. We're giving it back to you just like Abel did. And so, Lord, we're just committing ourselves to that revelation in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. You may be seated. Well, this morning, we're going to talk about the end time perversion. And I think I've got it on. And Brother Bram, from paragraph 68 of Satan's Eden, he said, now notice, perverted from innocence. Don't miss this now. The church has been with this lust veil on. And then he says, notice what it's done to her, the church, okay? It's perverted her from innocence to knowledge. See, the holy veil, she was innocent. With the lust veil, she's knowledge. Now, Brother Bram saw this slippery slope that the USA was entering into way back in 1960s and a few years before that. We have seen the perversion spiral out of control, ever increasing in intensity and numbers, from the Clintons and Obamas and Bidens in politics to the ministries of the so-called Pentecostal leaders such as Baker and Swigert. I only mention just a handful of men because it is a public shame what they have done in perverting this nation. And all of this has taken place in the last 20 to 30 years or so. And that's less than a generation. Okay. And to show you how bad it has gotten in the past 2 to 3 decades, and it is still getting worse. Now, Brother Brown prophesied in 1965 from this message, knoweth it not. He said, let me prophesy something to you just before it comes to pass. So we're looking at a prophecy, and we know that everything Brother Brown prophesied comes out of the Bible. So it's in the Bible. If you do your homework, you'll find it. Now he says, the whole world is groping in insanity and will get worse and worse and worse. So we've got 3 stages of worse, okay? We can look at the 50s and 60s and we can see how when rock and roll came in and this kind of started perverting the people, perverting the men. You know, Brother Bram talked about the little boys with the little bangs on their forehead, you know, and like the little curlicue Superman style, you know. And so we saw the perversions breaking at that time. Well, you know, he saw that it was going to get worse and worse. So what's worse than that? Okay, well, it's worse than that is the homosexual agenda. Okay, what's worse than that? The LGBT agenda. Okay, so it's getting worse and worse and worse. So it's just continually getting worse. And he says, until it'll be a bunch of maniacs. And it is almost that way now. Well, it's totally maniacs when you've got people in the White House, men with bald head, redder than your shirt, okay? I mean, lighter than your shirt. And ruby red lipsticks, bald head, and wearing a dress. And that's, you know, that's insanity. You see transvestites with beards, full beards, they've got tattoos, full beards, bald head, and they dress up like a woman. I mean, just sick, 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 sick. And they're trying to teach your children to do the same. That was 69 years ago. And has it gotten worse and worse and worse? Yes, yes. We've seen all 3 stages, some of us. Some of your kids seen 2 stages, okay? And if you can't see it, it's because you have your head buried in the sand like an ostrich, because you are afraid to see it all fall apart. But this world is falling apart. This nation is falling apart. Poland, you're falling apart. You know, the whole world is falling apart. And so what do we do about it? We look to Jesus. We look for the millennium. We look to get out of here, okay? And what about ministries like televangelist Baker and Swigert? Shut off the air. And Brother Brown prophesied it would get worse and worse. I could list so many more even ministers in this message who have perverted themselves and were caught in the act. But, and I could actually say what it was, but I won't because it's too graphic. But we won't get into this because too much information is not necessary to drive home the point, okay? Brother Branham continues in Satan's Eden saying, she knows it's pleasant. She knows what it does. See, the fruit. A tree to be desired, making one wise. She is perverted from innocence to knowledge, from holiness to filth and lust, and from life to death. This kingdom has to die. This kingdom shall die. The God of heaven will destroy it from the face of the earth. And I'm looking forward to that day. Like Samson said, you know, he said, look, if I have to go, if you got to kill me in order to get rid of the rest of them, then just do it. You know, I'll take a hold of this pillar. I'll crash the whole place down. It'll take out 10,000 people in the stands. And Lord, it'll be my finest point because I woke up. I'm blind in the eyes, but I'm not blind spiritually anymore. All right. So she is perverted from innocence to knowledge, from holiness to filth, and lust to from life to death. This kingdom shall die, and God will destroy it. All right. And it will die, as President Putin of Russia is actively speaking of nuking the U.S. back to the Stone Age. And they've got missiles that can be here in 6 minutes. We don't have any technology like that. And God's vindicated prophet said that it would happen, and it has been spoken, so shall it be done. And it could happen as early as this year. The USA has already crossed the red line by sending troops, and now we're sent. Now we have sent 12 F-16s to Ukraine, the first six in August of 2024, with 65 more pledged by NATO. And Putin made it clear that when that happens, they will nuke any country that facilitates such men and weapons to Ukraine. So anytime we will see Putin live up to his promises. Brother Branham then talks about this preservation that he saw coming and how it is leading men to think that they're women and women thinking they are men. Now all you have to do is turn on the MSNBC, CNN, ABC, CBS, NBC, they're all a bunch of faggots. They're all a bunch of homosexuals that are doing the broadcasts. And if they're not a homosexual, they're transvestite. I mean, they're just sick people. And in the past 4 years, under this present administration, this perversion has manifested itself and has taken over American society. Notice what he says next. He says, notice this perversion. It becomes from a man to a woman and from a woman to a man, and don't know it. A very good product of Satan's Eden if you watch the streets today at our modern people. Now, I don't know if you can see the picture or not. I guess you can, but that could blow it up. But look at the guy's, he's wearing a dress, and he's got bald head, he's got, you know, just sick, and then the other one's wearing a dress, and they think they're women now, but they were born men, and they think that they can, just because they want to change, they can change. You know. It's very apparent, Brother Ram saw this trend in seed form, which we are seeing now in a fully manifested form today. He said they don't know it if they are a man or a woman and vice versa. All right, that's what he said 69 years ago. Can you imagine that? I mean, I was only 3 years old when he said it. 69 or 59, I guess 59. What is it, 65, 35, 45, 55? 59 years ago, okay, almost 60. What would have seemed impossible back then, it is very clear, it is very manifested today, okay? In other words, he saw this transgenderism in seed form that we are seeing in a manifested state today. You know, we had tried to protect women in sports way back in 72 with Title IX. Remember those days? But they made mockery of it in 2022. That's 50 years later, under this false president that they put in through deceit. At the White Throne, you will see just how they got away with election theft. We'll all see it. The Bible predicted it would go exactly like they did it. This was done This was done making manufacturing to increase like it never did before by making new policies, as Daniel prophesied he would. The president would come up against the prince of princes, and suddenly he would lose all power that he thought he had. Not the Bible never told us how they would steal this power, but told us after he stood up against the prince of princes, which is the Pope, that it would be done. Then we find out that the Pope's satellites, three satellites, named Michelangelo, that they rerouted the election votes to Germany. The CIA in Germany changed them all over so that the election was stolen. This man who stole was assisted by the Vatican satellites as a fake president. He undid what had given women protection in sports for more than 50 years under Title IX. He opened up the women's bathrooms to men through executive orders, and in sports he allowed men to play against women and call themselves transgender. What would the prophet have thought if he had lived to see what the Biden administration has done? He has hired sodomites, homosexual men, who are not only attracted to other men, but they think that they're women. Now, if your daughter thought she was a man, and if your sons thought they were a woman, you would take them to an insane asylum, and you know what they would do? Probably arrest you, not the kid. This happened in Canada. The police threatened any woman that complained, that was on the rugby team, complained about the men, they would put them in prison. They would send them to jail. I'll just read it to you in just a minute. It shows the insanity that the prophet told us about will take place, and we are seeing manifest openly this end time insanity. And he places these perverts in charge of our, and Biden places these perverts in charge of our country's health care today. But today it is openly manifested what Brother Branham warned us about when he preached this message in 1965, which is quickly approaching 60 years now. We're getting to the place he warned us that men wouldn't know what they were. And we see it openly today in collegiate sports. The women are being pushed out. And in one team alone, there are five transgender men playing volleyball against the women on the women's team. So five out of six starters on the team are men, and they're playing against a bunch of women. And the women volleyball players are afraid to say anything about it for fear of pushing back against the societal norms. In Canada, the highest ranking official for women's rugby said if they complain, they will be kicked off the team and be turned over to the police. Can you even imagine someone saying that? Such perversion as that. This man will burn heavily in hell. We are seeing end time perverted insanity take over most governments because they turned down this message back to the Bible. They did that in 1956. Today we see 18-year-old men standing 6'4", taller than anybody in this church. Steve, you're what, 6'3"?
Actually,
6'4". You are? Okay. Have you measured yourself? That was when you're younger. You know, we shrink a little bit, I guess. But anyway, so this kid was standing 6'4", playing on a high school girls' basketball team. You know, you were a pretty good basketball player in high school. And can you imagine in those days letting you on the women's team? I mean, girls could hardly dribble in those days, you know, and you look at them today. So he got on the girls' basketball team. He has injured three girls in one game alone with his elbows, you know, like this, with his elbows to their faces, knocking them to the hardened wooden floor. Now, listen, let me just do a demonstration. Okay, who's an average-sized woman in here? Average size. Come on, somebody's average. Okay, can you come up here just a minute? Just stand up, and Steve, stand up. I want you to see this. Just stand next to Steve, okay? How tall are you? 5'5". Okay, that's average. All right, now, put your elbow up like this. All right? Notice right face level with our sister, Joan, okay? That's I just wanted you to see. At 6'4", it's easy for a guy. He doesn't even have to put his arms up like this. He just puts his arms out, and he could knock him in the face, and that's what he did. Okay? Thank you. Okay. So, show and tell's over. All right. But so anyway, just so you could see, and I think we got a good shot of it on the camera that you could see that. Then the governing body that controls all of collegiate sports, the NCAA, allowed a 6'4" man to swim against women, and when the woman tied him down to the 100th of a second, they gave the national championship trophy to the 6'4" man wearing a man's Speedo and swimming with his bare chest. If they had made him wear a woman's garment, it would have taken off hundredths of a second or more, and he would have lost. So he can wear clothing which makes it easier for him to swim. She's got to wear something that, you know, that drags against the water. She actually tied him right down to the hundredth of a second, and they give him the trophy. And he doesn't wear a woman's garment, and yet he says he's a woman, but he's actually a man. Insanity that, and the NCAA is that stupid, that idiotic. I'm going to say every word I can about them, that they have changed so much that they're allowing football players that make millions of dollars in college to play football. They're making almost as much as they would in the NFL. $3 million some players are getting a year to play college, so they're not going to graduate. They'll probably stay as long as their eligibility, and they're giving them 5 years and 6 years to play. One guy played 7 years. 7 years. Now, how can you do that? They gave the national trophy to this 6'4" man wearing a man's Speedo and swimming bare-chested. If that man had to wear what she wore, he would not have won. So he can dress like a man but call himself a woman. Why doesn't the NCAA have a dress code for all its women athletes? Why is it that in my day that they gave you blood tests to see if you had steroids that would make you outperform the next guy? And if you did, you were kicked out of the league. In the Olympics, it was all over the world that way. And yet, this year, a male boxer from, I can't remember what country, but a male boxer calling himself a woman, boxing the women's boxing championship and won the gold medal. And he was a man. This is nothing but legal cheating, and it's encouraged by the NCAA, and girls are being injured in girls' field hockey as well. One girl was hit in the face with a ball when the man shot it right into her face. A fifth grade girls' basketball team had to join a boys' league in their city to keep their practice facility. They won the championship, but then they were denied the championship trophy because they're women. Is that fair? Is that even make any sense? One perversion after another until people are afraid to speak up or be canceled out. One girl basketball team played a team with a big man child, and he injured so many players they refused to play that team again, and for that they were kicked out of the league for discrimination. That has nothing to do with discrimination. You can call a faggot a faggot. You can call a transvestite a crazy person, because that is the difference between discernment and discrimination. I'm not discriminating, I'm discerning. They don't even understand the difference between the two words, to discern and to discriminate. And now we are living in an insane time when it has become the norm, and if you speak out against it, you are canceled out. This is an end-time insanity he spoke about. And what they're doing by that, by the way, by canceling you out, is they're trying to alter your thinking. Don't let them alter your thinking. You receive what God says, because I'm going to show you, and not next week, but the week after, I'm going to show you the difference between the religious, we'll call them the religious left and the religious right, even though I'm not talking about politics. I'm talking about the religious who are right, have a right revelation, and those who don't, like Cain and Abel. All right? So, but we are now living in an insane time when it has become the norm. Now, Brother Branham talked about this end time insanity. We'll get worse and worse and worse. Three stages of getting worse, worse, and worse. The first stage, they were living in adultery and doing all kinds of things, but it was at least it was man with woman. Then they got to be man with man, and then it got to be people are doing it with everything, every animal, everything else. It's just totally insane. They think they're a rabbit. They think they're, you know, I think they, you know, anyway, they're just, they think they're a dog. And, you know, listen, in some schools are letting the kids go to the bathroom on the floor because they think they're a dog, or they think they're a cat, or they think they're a rabbit or something like that. So they just let them go in, go to the bathroom on the floor, and they think that's okay. That's insanity. Insane people do that, like in San Francisco, right on the streets, they're insane, okay? But this is the end time insanity that Brother Branham spoke about. We are seeing it. We never dreamed back then that it would get this bad, and it has gotten this bad. But I will speak out against it anyway. Cancel me if they must. Take me off the internet. I don't care, except for I'll somehow make... We'll do it with the people overseas, get them the tapes. But they have changed their God from the only true God who created all things to a pigskin. A pigskin. You couldn't even eat a pig, okay? And it all began when men started to dress in shorts, becoming effeminate in the process. And that has taken just one generation of dummying down. I remember when I was in college, and I played soccer as well as football, but I played soccer on Bloomington, Minnesota's team, summer team. And it got to the point where they wouldn't let us wear pants. You know, we would wear like a Nike outfit, you know, a full length. And they got to the point where they said, well, no, that's not your uniform. Your uniform is short. So I played goalie that got to play. Goalies could wear pants. So that's what I end up doing. But, you know, that was at the very end of my career there. But I made a choice. I'm going to serve God. I'm not going to look like a woman. Notice it was Eve that Satan used to make Adam sin by the power of lust. Now the same is doing the same thing. She's doing the same thing today. These men are going into women's locker rooms, and in my day in 1975, I remember the Supreme Court said you could not disallow women reporters into the men's locker rooms. Fortunately, that was for the pros at first. And I didn't know how I would handle it when I signed with the Minnesota Vikings, except I planned to go home in my uniform and shower at home. That's what I was going to do. Then God took me out of there. I didn't have to worry about it. He told me, what would you rather be? The best football player or the best Christian? And I said, that's not even a question, the best Christian. So I just left football. I had signed 3 1-year contracts. I could have gone back. Didn't want to. I want to serve Christ. Now, how they didn't even understand that they were opening Pandora's box. It not only went against God's word, but also has led to women and underage girls being raped in their own school bathrooms. But does the DNC even care? They took God out of their platform in 2008. Did you know that? The DNC took God out of their platform under Hillary Clinton, 2016, excuse me. No, they get mad at the girls who accuses the male athlete who supposedly identified as a woman, and they charge them with being transphobic person just to shut them up. And if that is a bad thing, I hope that we are all against those perversions, and that is a good thing. No wonder Putin will blow this country to smithereens. He said this country is nothing but a bunch of sodomites, and that's what's running the government. This country and its people are deserving of what they get. Russia has become a Christian country, and the West has become a bunch of sodomites pushing a sodomite agenda. No wonder that the African countries have sided with Russia, and they have told our ambassador to keep our filthy sodomite agenda to ourselves. And now they use lawfare and they flaunt it under this administration. We are doomed as a nation and as a world. You will never make America great again until we reinstate the anti-sodomy laws that we had when I grew up and put Christ back on the throne. You know, 38 states had anti-sodomy laws that if you were a homosexual, you could be arrested. But that will never happen again. Notice, bob hair, painted faces, sexually dressy. She does that and don't know that every one of those things is contrary to the Word of God. I think the last man to run this country decently was Eisenhower, who warned the people against the military-industrial complex. That was in the 50s. And you say, well, what about Ronald Reagan? Well, he was a divorced man whose wife was a spiritualist, and he was a Hollywood person. At least the man they nicknamed Hitler, Donald Trump, he didn't start any wars, but he also was married 3 times. So he might not have started any wars, but he beefed up the military-industrial complex by spending trillions of dollars during his 4 years in office, so not much better, except for he wasn't perverted in the one sense, although he allowed those perverts to be in his administration. I remember his son begging me for money. And he said, we want to make America great. Don't you want to make America great again? I said, you will never make America great until not as long as you have sodomites in your administration. You got to put Jesus Christ on the throne. He is without excuse and acted in the office no different than the others. Look how he bought into the pandemic scare. Anybody with a common sense would have known, hey, I'll use an executive order and make sure that mandates don't happen. He didn't do that. He could have done it. He could have said you can use ivermectin because they're using it other places. They've used it for 70 years, but he didn't do it. He could have made an executive order saying that's okay, but he didn't do it. He listened to fakey. Now, we all know this is the effects of a godless society, but did you know that the Catholic Church, through the Society of Jesus, the Order of Jesuits, has been planning to take over the minds of this nation for well over 100 years or more? I have 7 books in my possession that deal specifically with this subject, and only one of them has been written in the past few years. That was by a devout Catholic, Malachi Martin, whom they poisoned to death because of his books. The other books are very old, and in fact, 3 of them were written around the turn of the century. The first one, 30 Years in Hell, written by ex-priest Bernard Fresenberg, was written in 1904 with many quotations dating back to the 1860s. The second book, titled The Devil in the Church and His Snares Laid to Destroy Our Public Schools, was written by Norman Morand Romain, and it was written in 1902. While the third book, entitled Romanism, A Menace to the Nation, by ex-priest Jeremiah Crowley from Cincinnati, was written in 1912. Each of these books reveals specifically the role of Catholic Church from ex-priests who were aware of the Jesuit plan to destroy our public schools. The books are very interesting and reveal much concerning to what we are now seeing take place in our public schools. This dumbing down of America has not come overnight in this nation. Now remember, years ago, I put up a test that was given to 8th graders in order to go on to 9th grade. It was the test was written in 1911 in Nebraska, I believe, or Kansas. Not a person in here could pass it. Not a person in any of the universities in America could pass it. That's how far this nation has been destroyed. All right? I mean, there are questions. My sister, who's an English major, she knew all the, you know, adverbs and all this stuff. She said, I couldn't even pass that test. She took it. She couldn't pass it. All right? That's how far, far down we have come. And yet men in the early years that were lived in that time frame, born, you know, Brother Branham born 1909, how old was Sam Walton? He was born around sometime around then. You know, they had 7th grade, 8th grade education. That's it. And they, Brother Branham was a prophet used by God all over the world. Sam Walton built a great company. And he didn't have college. He didn't even have high school. Okay. Jeremiah Crowley, way back in 1902 in his book, Romanism, A Menace to the Nation, he said, by these and other means, Catholic Ecclesiastes hope to destroy the public school system and to make the parochial school and to make the parochial school system. I have had many conversations with members of the American Catholic hierarchy during the past 18 years about the public and the parochial schools in America. The ecclesiastical champions of the latter have stated that the insistent demands of the Catholic hierarchy for a division of public school money would even be granted, and that the American people would grow weary of the school contention and to escape it would adopt the Catholic view, that then every effort would be made to secure the largest grants of public money. That the other sects would, out of envy, demanding similar grants for their various schools, and they would be encouraged by the Catholic dignitaries to press their claims. That the consequences would be the disruption of the public school system by the competition and antagonism of such sectarian bodies. And that the ultimate result would be the supremacy of the Catholic Church in secular teaching by virtue of her strong organization and her great resources through her various teaching orders. And so you have Georgetown University, considered one of the elite schools. You know, you have Harvard, which is, it started out as a Presbyterian and it's become very agnostic. You have Notre Dame, you have some of these great schools, you know, that they're turning out engineers, they're turning out scientists and everything else. But the rest of the schools are just kind of laying waste. It has been planned for a long time and has been implemented over the past few years, piece by piece, until we see the manifestation of it today. And so we find also a dumbing down of society, which has to come in order for the scripture to come to pass. As the Weiss translation tells us, the great deception will come because it is geared to the gullibility of those who are ordained to perish. And it also tells us that this gullibility is caused by the fact they would not accept the love for the truth. And remember, love is an active thing and an active faith which stems forth from the passive revelation. But it follows in order for it to manifest what they have planned, that they have taken steps to ensure that plan, and the order of God is too oppressive to them, and thus they leave his order to establish their own order. When you have a man that's considered the leader of the Catholic Church, the Pope, and he was brought in and he took over and he's a Jesuit. There never was a Jesuit before, even though the church was very evil, but the Jesuits are even more evil. And he came in and he said, the guy that runs the WEF, what's his name? He's doing more important work than Jesus Christ. Can you imagine that? Huh? Yeah, Klaus Schwab. I don't say Schwab. It's Slob, okay? He looks like one. But notice what God says about it. Hebrews 5:14, but strong meat belongs to them that are full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. So when you call LGBTism what it is, it's insanity. You are right, you are discerning. Don't listen to the government. The government is not going to be where you're going to. All right? We're pilgrims and strangers. Hebrews 12:11. Now no chastening for the present seemeth to be joyous, but grievous. Nevertheless, afterward it yieldeth a peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. So we see the same way Eve was beguiled in the beginning. They use the government-sponsored schools to seduce the souls of the young minds. Because, as Rush Limbaugh used to say, they have minds full of mush. Their young minds full of mush. In other words, when you're young, it is easy to look up to somebody in authority, even if it's a transvestite. Obama was raised by a nanny who was a transvestite. That's why he is the way he is. Now, if you begin to search into the backgrounds of each of these people, they were all planted into their places. And I could do a study on that sometime, but I've already done the study, but it's not worth talking about because they're not going where we're going. They're going to burn. 2 Peter 2:14 says, having eyes full of adultery and that cannot cease from sin, beguiling unstable souls. And the word unstable shows that they are youthful souls and heart they have exercised with covetous practices, cursed children. You've got men in their 30s still playing video games, living at home in the basement of their parents. A lot of them don't even get out and have a job. Now, I can understand if you want to cut down on expenses, you got a good relationship with your parents, staying at home. I'm not talking about that person. I'm talking about men who are living off of their parents, and they could be creating a family for themselves. And thus, since they have left their love for the truth, they have had to rely upon their own technology to even remember anything. But this technology that we as a people have become so dependent upon to help our memory is actually destroying our memory. People can't even do math in their head anymore without a calculator. In fact, when I was being treated after my stroke, the person that was treating me, she said, okay, I'm going to give you four numbers, four digits long or five digits long. I want you to add them up in your head. I had them added up in my head, and I gave her the answer, and she wasn't even finished putting them into the calculator yet. All right. That's where we're at today. I go to Walmart. I give them a dollar, or I get, you know, the cost of something's 90 cents. I give them a dollar. She goes and give me 10 cents back, and I said, wait a minute. I've got a dime in my pocket. I'll give her a dime, and they can't figure it out. Where am I at now? I can't figure it out, you know. I mean, it's simple math. But they don't even understand. That's how bad the world is today. And if it was memory that kept Jesus from sin, remember, he remembered who he was. He didn't bypass his theophany. And from falling into temptation, why? Because he remembered who he was. He's a son of a king. Then without it, the people shall surely perish. In Deuteronomy 8:19, and it shall be, if thou do at all forget the Lord thy God and walk after other gods and serve them and worship them, I testify against you this day that you shall surely perish. So Brother Ram continues to cut their hair, makes her a dishonorable woman, a prostitute. To wear short shorts puts her disgracefully. put sexy dresses on her, makes her a prostitute, and she don't even know it. Not because of the holiness of God, because of the lust of Satan. So Revelation 3:14-18 tells us about the church in the last day. The Laodicea church age, that they will be miserable, blind, and naked, and pitiful part is that they will be insane and won't even recognize their own condition. It says they won't even know it. And he causes her, Adam, to lust for her. She took off the clothes that God dressed her in back in Eden. For her journey through this wilderness, she took them off. She stripped herself down when God had her wrapped all over in skins. She began to shave a little off each time. Now she's back to where she was at the beginning. Now she's got her Adam to wearing her underneath clothes. A man put on them little silly looking shorts and get out there. I don't think there is much of a man to him. He is the biggest sissy that I know. See, she's got her perverted Adam to act like she did. See, wearing her underneath clothes. And actually, they're, you know, he called that short. But even still now today, they're actually wearing, men are wearing the underneath clothes of women, thinking it's really something. They're idiots. They're just insane. She's seen that she could do out yonder when she took off her clothes, all of her clothes, but her underneath ones, that's the shorts, of course, that's the women's underneath clothes. So notice, he says, she got her perverted Adam to act like she. When this first began to make me, to manifest, we used to call them he-she's. Remember that term? Anybody in here? He-she's? But now they're offended if you don't call them she. So I think that's ridiculous. If you ever come in contact, you don't let them make you a coward. If they say you are not identifying them correctly, tell them you are not identifying yourself correctly. That's the argument I want you to use. So who's right? Just because you're in sane condition and you identify something that it doesn't make sense, it doesn't make it so. You can tell a lie over and over until you believe it, but that doesn't mean that I have to believe it. Now let me just read the next six paragraphs without my own comments, because what Brother Branham warns us about here doesn't need anyone to expound upon further. And here her Adam is wearing them now, which according to God's original word is an abomination for a woman to put on a garment that pertains to a man, and a man to put on a garment that pertains to a woman. From the original word, think of it. Now we can find in Deuteronomy 25:5, the women shall not wear that which pertaineth unto a man, neither shall a man put on a woman's garment, for all that do so are an abomination unto the Lord thy God. Now he wears her bangs also. He combs them down, puts a curler in them. Some of the most sickly sights I've ever seen in my life is some of these kids out here today with their bangs combed down like this and colored bleach hair with some kind of peroxide, something to bleach in it, and roll it in curlers and making bangs. You're big sissy. That's a horrible thing to say from the pulpit, but judgment begins at the house of God. You don't even know whether you're a man or a woman. And I understand that our United States Army is coming out next in shorts. That's right. See what the perversion is? It's the woman's clothing. Where's her bangs? The other day I was at Howard Johnson's, and not this one here, but one down the road going out. And I just sit back in amazement. Here come a little boy along, his mouth open. He had dark hair here and had combed it over this way and put a roller in it and curled it up around the top of his eyes, looking out of the top of his eyes going around. If I ever seen a perversion, see, he wouldn't believe it. He could prove maybe he was male, but in his spirit he was female. He don't know what side of the house he belongs on. That's right. How perverted? That's what Satan does. He perverts the nation, he perverts the church, he perverts the people, he is a deceiver, a perverter of the original truth. God made man to be man. He made a woman to be a woman. And he dressed them differently, and he meant for them to stay that way and to act that way. One is feminine and the other is masculine. He separated Adam in the Garden of Eden, and he did this separately, separated Eve from him. Now, where's her bangs? She cuts her hair like his, and he tries to wear his like hers. She wears his outside clothes, and he wears her inside clothes. Isn't that something? But that's what he said 60 years ago. I think it's... Wow. Now that sounds sacrilegious, but I don't mean it to be that way. It's the absolute gospel truth. If you don't know it, then there's something wrong with you. You're either blind or never been on the street, okay? And she thinks and he thinks that it's right. They're getting along somewhere. Women says, well, it's so hot. But them old Apache Indians out yonder would make you ashamed of yourself. The more heat they get, the more clothes they put on. Keep the sun off. Okay. Excuse me. Oh, make you sweat so that you can have an air conditioner. Make you sweat so you can have an air conditioner as they walk. See? Listen, down in Bolivia, the women wear 5 sets of clothes. 5 skirts, 5 blouses, 5 sweaters. It's that way. Now, the younger girls don't. But the older women wear their derbies on their head. They wear them that way. They don't want a man to lust after them, and they all look pretty heavy, but they're not. They've just got 5 sets of clothes on. It's like I looked like the Michelin man when I went on a plane that they wanted to charge $300 for my luggage, and so I said, I'll just wear it all. So I got on the plane, went in the bathroom, changed back. All right? Now, they stand right out in the sun. You couldn't stand nothing. You'd blister and burn. But you see, it's what they call higher education. Modern science has produced this. Oh my. There she is naked in Laodicea and don't even know it. She was naked in Eden. See the 2 kingdoms alike. One is of sin and death. The other is life and righteousness. In there she was veiled with a holy veil. They were both naked. They didn't even know it. They didn't know nothing about it because they was veiled with God's spirit. And here they're veiled with lust. And they look at one another too. And see, and Adam could look at Eve and he didn't even know she was naked. But now with this lust veil, she doesn't realize she's naked. But she does it under this lust veil to make men look at her. You know, I can honestly say that this is Laodicea. And I can honestly say as a young man, I didn't look at women and you know, in their undress and everything. It didn't even occur to me. But when I got the Holy Ghost, all of a sudden I saw women dressed this way and I had to turn and I had to walk away. There was something in me pulling me away. All right? It's the only thing that she can do it. You don't believe that, but you do it anyhow. And men look, and he found out that you got so much attraction till they come around and put some of your clothes on himself. See, men want to be like women. They want to be, they want to be sissified. What a perversion. What an age. What a time. How deceitful it is. Don't you realize that this is the way that they're going to go into the fifth dimension? That the fifth dimension is going to be filled with these kind of people, and we're going where righteousness is at, to the sixth dimension, separated by dimension? We're going to be where it's righteous and holy, not unrighteous and unholy. He's veiled from the lusts of Satan, and the woman is too. It's a satanic spirit of the great society. See, that's what Lyndon Baines Johnson called the great society. They don't know it, but they're an organization. Women with shorts on belong to an organization. Men dressed like that is an organization. I'll give you the abbreviation of it, BSS, Big Sister Society. So that's what they're looking, belong to. Come out of there with a big sissy, a big society with them little old pants on, big old naughty looking dirty things. Men, now you may be different with me, but that's the truth. You have been perverted and you don't even know it. You're not, don't act like a man no more. Coming so soft, and they soon be nothing to them anymore, men and women too. They are a society. There's an organization. Why? John next door, well, he wears shorts, so why can't I? Luella wants me to wear them because John wore them next door. And, well, if Susie Jane can wear them, so can Martha Jane wear them. Or Susie Lou, or ever who her name is, see, it's a society, it's an organization, you spiritually belong to it and don't even know it. And if that's so, and we see them, see that it's so, so are you blinded. You're blinded to these denominations that Satan has twisted you into, and it's a perversion of God's original word and his kingdom and his plan for his children. Satan has twisted men and women into these things, and they don't know it, a perverted. No longer a son of God bangs hanging down in their face and a pair of shorts on tromping down the street, a son of God, deacon in the church, a pastor in the pulpit. No, that ain't a son of God. He never come through God's thinking filter, and he wouldn't have them women's clothes on. He sure wouldn't. Neither would she have on the man's clothes. See, it's not a son of God. It's a son of Satan and a daughter of Satan. Hard thing to say. Satan has succeeded in perverting and taking over this world and making his kingdom like men was put on by free moral agency to choose for themselves what kind of life they desired. That shows what's in your heart, see? So I think I've said enough. And I think I've read enough on this subject. Let's just bow our heads in prayer. Gracious Father, we see it all around us, and we just want to get out of here. We want to go home. And so, Lord, we're praying with everything that's in us to go home. And I believe where two or three are gathered in my name, and then everything we ask you, Lord, you're going to do for us. And so, Father, we're just praying in the name of Jesus that you would take us out of here. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.